is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Margella.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am... And of course, joining me today is B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dream can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go csb.com. See, I get to plug in with my music.
Absolutely. And of course, Exponent. We are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There you go. And that gentleman you just heard on the voice is the jet-flying son of a gun from New York.
Limousine riding, Rolex wearing,
Nate.
Every sentence swearing, son of a
315. Anything to add?
Can't forget custom made.
Custom made, custom fit.
Custom you made, know. Custom fit.
Did Boeheim's Army win against...
No.
Overseas elite.
It's overseas elite overseas against elite, yeah. The sixth seed playing tonight.
They're playing ALS team.
Yes.
The classic ALS or Destroy yeah, ALS or something
it's
like that.
It's ALS.
They had a pretty good run.
And joining us also today again is our man Smoochie. Welcome to the show again.
Go Dallas.
Absolutely. Hopefully
Cowboys.
Tonight.
Cowboys. Oh, my God.
It is game day, game time.
Are y'all going to really check out to go see what Kellen Moore looks like just in case that can't play?
He's going to be fine. I'm actually going to look out more for the wide receivers and the backups. You know, I ain't worried about starters
are playing. No Zeke.
No.
No Dak. No Dez. No Cole. No
Taco's
Jason.
Taco's playing. I'm more Taco's checking playing. Out Taco. And the cornerbacks.
That's who I want
to
see.
Y'all just ready to see defense. Yeah. When you tune into preseason games, you want to see what your young defense looks like. We know what the offense is going to be all
right. Right.
Yeah, I ain't sweating offense at all. It's defense, man.
And let's just stay healthy, guys. Let's be smart out here, all
right?
Right. News on that, matter of fact, before we get in farther, it said that there was no structural damage to Ryan Tannehill. So it doesn't look as bad.
But
as
when
we
you get injured from nobody touching you, that's Teddy Bridgewater.
That was Bridgewater. I was about to say that. Yeah.
So we should find out. Maybe before the end of the show, we'll have a definite answer. We got a great show for you today. We got some NFC North preview. We're going to talk about Lance or LeVar, Sunshine Players of the Week. But first, as always, is the Joseph Randall Dummies of the Week that now are called the Dallas Cowboy Dummy of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week. All right. Anybody, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead and start.
Let me start with a Dallas Cowboy this week. It is Demontre Moore, who has been suspended for the first two games of the 2017 season for violating the substance abuse policy.
Typical Cowboy.
Of course.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Is he high on the depth chart?
No.
Who
cares? I don't think he'll make the team. Alabama star defensive lineman Tashaun Hand arrested for DUI.
Might be a future Cowboy.
Yeah.
most likely. Kobe for roasting himself for getting Mamba thick. I don't know if y'all saw the picture.
And then he quickly deleted it, and he's been taking slack since.
And it didn't look too bad. I mean,
it won't Mamba. He put on that retirement weight.
And Kobe said he'll lose it in 30 days. Challenge accepted.
Hey, he put on that Shaq offseason weight. Kobe, he used to always complain about Charles Shaq coming Barkley. Back fat.
If anybody's up for a challenge, it's Kobe Bryant. He'll lose that in the next 2 weeks.
Kobe's bored. He's looking for stuff to do.
Stop eating that barbecue chicken. All right. Also, I got LeVar Ball. Come on, man. I talked about it a little bit on Monday, the ref at the women's game. Come on, dude. We're okay with, but you're overstepping that line where it's not so much okay anymore. It's just not. No one can defend him with the ref, the woman ref. Man. LeVar, she's supposed to be one of the best Division I refs.
And you know what Adidas did? They quickly got rid of her. Got her out
shame on you, Adidas. Shame on you.
Because they know Big Baller Brand is bringing that money.
Sorry.
Did you hear the deal that they might sign?
With who?
Lonzo Ball might be like the first athlete ever to sign like individual contracts. Like, he could get paid a couple million just to wear Adidas for the first game of the season. Then get paid another couple mil to wear Under Armour for like five or ten games.
What? Wow. That's crazy.
Man, that's how you hustle, man. Like, I'll wear your shoe for a little bit for X amount of games, for X amount of dollars.
So much for wearing your shoes that you're dead. I mean, come on. You're supposed to have the Big Baller Brand shoes for $500.
These flows ain't loyal, especially when it comes to that money.
Yeah. Couple other ones. Listen, I said this on Monday. I'm going to say it again. Steve Bisciotti, owner of the Ravens for the Kaepernick thing. That's ridiculous, all right? Let me go pray that you guys will help me make the right decision for my city. You're the owner of the team. You know what you want to do.
The thing is, you know, he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar with the Ray Rice thing. He's right. Already got fetus on his face. He don't need more fetus.
And this just adds on to it. I said this on Monday. I'll say it again. There's two owners in NFL.
He's got feces on his face already.
There's two owners in NFL, Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft, for being the only owners to stand for something in the NFL. All right? At least Jerry Jones, we know you don't sign a convicted felon and everything else. We know you don't take a chance. Robert Kraft, you say no to everything, so we get that. Every other owner in the NFL is different.
I just didn't like Jerry Jones' response, though.
Which one?
The Kaepernick response, saying we got McCown?
Luke McCown. Yeah, Luke McCown.
The reason why he wanted Luke McCown over Kaepernick because they wanted to develop him.
Who, Luke McCown?
Yeah, that's what Jerry Jones said.
He knows that. That's horrible.
I was like, Jerry.
I didn't hear that one.
Develop a 36-year-old quarterback who played in 3 years?
That's baloney. Yeah. All right. We know what. Listen, I am done. After today, I'm no more Kaepernick for 6 months.
I just want to see Cap get a chance back in the league.
Me too.
Well, his girlfriend just said that the owner is a racist and Ray Lewis is.
Who?
Is a coon. Kaepernick's girlfriend.
That doesn't help.
Ray Lewis has been getting heat all week, too. He's been getting heat all week.
I just want to get back to football, right? We're going to talk about this every week during the season on ESPN and other places.
The NFL needs a story to push, like, because the NBA is getting all the hype.
There's other stories you can push. There's other stories you can push.
Not as good as Cap being blackballed. It brings out emotion from people. Is one piece person's opinion is very strong why he shouldn't be in, and one might it's the other way.
You got the masses ready
people
to
love talking about
ready
it.
To boycott the season. You got right? all kind of crazy
you don't stuff. Even have to be a sports fan
yep.
to be talking about the Cap situation.
No, you don't. And listen, I heard somebody talk about it today. They don't understand why the fans, there was the TV was down last year because they turned off because of the Kaepernick thing. I don't blame them. They have the right to do that. Just like if you don't feel that way, you got the right to voice that opinion. Right.
But the 39th best-selling jersey in the top out of the top 50,
okay,
and he's not with a team, says something like people are supporting.
No, but there's people against that too. The only reason people are doing it is the same reason you were talking about earlier, you didn't like a certain player because everybody else liked him. You know, it's the same thing. People are doing it just because, oh, it's the cool.
I want to be different.
It's a trendy thing to do. I mean, some people are doing that, and that's what we do in this time, unfortunately.
Which is sad if that's the case.
But there's, to me, I told you from the beginning, you know, he changed his mind. I think if he didn't change his mind, he might be looking at a different story right now.
Now, his stance is still the same. He is done with the police brutality against the African American community in this country. Him not kneeling, now standing for the anthem is definitely a personal preference now. And I mean, you should respect the anthem as the country you grew up in. But your stance as far as the police attacking young black kids in this country, black people, period, unarmed black people, should stay strong. And where he has not folded.
No, and that should stay strong.
That should not be keeping him out of the league.
No. Part of that is not that. It's not that stance. It's the fact that the circus that is coming along with him. All right? You don't want a backup quarterback that is every single week. Look at the Tim Tebow situation. Same thing. I know, and trust me, we need to stop the violence against black Americans in the police. I agree with you 100%. But at the same time, you bring Cap in, you're going to have the major storyline. Your team each week is going to be Cap. And if an owner doesn't want to do that, they have the right to say no. But the thing is, freaking be an owner and say that you don't want to bring in because you don't want the circus.
Don't stand up here
and say, well, we're not
have
sure.
Have the courage of your convictions to have some balls, at all least, these owners, and stop being cowards and just say what you feel.
The man can play ball. He can still play ball in a good system. A good coach can get the best out of talent. We don't know that.
First of all, we don't know that. Now, did he have a better season than Ryan Fitzpatrick? Absolutely.
What did you say? Fitzpatrick or
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
He is better than Fitzpatrick. Would he be better in Miami than Jay Cutler? Absolutely. But Jay Cutler's got a working relationship with the head coach. So that
The Miami thing would make sense with Jay. The Baltimore thing is the best place for him to go because
you got the racial, you know, the injustice. That's where it really started. Was Baltimore.
It's a very popular minority.
Baltimore has a lot of young black kids that are struggling that are getting
for the owners.
That's Freddie Gray happened.
For the owners out there that need an excuse. Statistically, 16-4. Yes. What was the 49ers record? Case closed.
And if you go back to the games he played in, it was a lot of garbage time games where he put up those stats. It wasn't like it was a close game where he led it. I mean,
his defense was the worst in the league. They were giving up 35 a game.
I'm not bashing him because he played on a very bad team. But when he played, he looked bad. I'm talking about Sam Bradford 3 years ago bad.
He was
horrible.
I mean, look at the weapons he had.
No. But still, a 5-yard pass he couldn't make. I'm just saying, you still, even with a bad weapon, you should be able to throw a 5-yard slant in the NFL.
And plus, he was working back from the shoulder surgery, too. Like, Cap was having a lot of stuff going on with him.
He did, but he should have
never
opted out.
He shouldn't have.
Exactly.
He should have stayed and took that $12 million, made him trade him.
If he would have stayed where he was at and kept standing this year, he would have got traded to somewhere else. Or he would have been given a chance to be the starter. I mean, because you can't tell me Brian Hoyer was going to beat him out.
Brian Hoyer ain't going to be
– Or Matt Barkley. Those two weren't going to beat out Cap in training camp.
They probably would have – with their Bears pedigree, they probably would have beat – I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But no, and they would have been –
this guy.
And it would have been – yeah. It would have been the perfect situation because you got Shanahan coming in.
Yeah.
He should have never opted out. But he did this to himself to a point. Now, I'm not saying what the owners are doing correct, but still. All right. Moving on. But Steve Bisciotti, the whole praying thing.
Let me pray about it.
You know, baloney.
Please.
Say yes or no. But these owners, stand up and say just yes say or yes no.
That's it. That's it.
Jerry Jones said no.
I would feel so much better if, like, now we don't want to know.
Jerry Jones came out when this started and said, if you don't be on my team, you will stand. That's it. That's what every owner needs to do and get it over with.
Exactly. And right, and the quicker you do it,
and why is no? That's the thing. No one's saying it. Why? No.
It's because they don't want the backlash.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because there's so much backlash.
Say something.
The quicker you say it,
stop being cowards. All these, right. And I'm talking about all the owners.
And you know the other thing, I think they're not saying it. Like you said earlier, they're making money because they're being talked about in the NFL. So they're like, oh, okay, we'll let this keep going.
We are the number one topic on all the sports shows right now.
Instead of squashing it, let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. Let the fire burn. All right, anything else? Any more dummies?
Outside of the realm of sports, the New York Post posted a story the other day. The first line starts like this. The patient didn't get the happy ending he was looking for. If you haven't heard this story,
no.
A 30-year-old Swedish man goes into the doctor's office. He wants a phalloplasty, or penis enlargement procedure done for him. So he goes in, and for penis enlargement, what they do is pretty much the same thing they do for women with ass injections. They take a little fat from your fattiest spot, and they inject it into the male rectum, and it's supposed to give you a couple more inches. Turns out the man couldn't handle the surgery. He dies. He freaking died.
He died from penis enhancement?
Trying to get a couple more inches to Willie. Just trying to add a couple more inches to Willie.
Did you say Willie?
You
got a name?
Willie couldn't handle it. The man died. And the man was in perfect health other than a slightly enlarged heart. 30-year-old man died trying to get his penis enlarged. And you know what? There are approximately 8,400 men that get this surgery each and every year worldwide. So before you think about trying to go get your dick, nigga, think about how much you love your life.
Speaking of someone that has... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know where to go.
How is that funeral going to go? How did he die?
His eulogy. My man, great guy. He just had a little Peter.
Let me guess. He was a Falcons fan. He couldn't rise up.
Man. That's going to be the most awkward funeral ever.
Man.
My boy went in and got surgery.
Especially when they're walking by viewing the body. That's going to be crazy.
When you walk by the casket, are you laughing or are you crying?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to,
Or you got tears, but you're chuckling.
That's going to be it.
Like, does anybody put in, like, in the casket, the penis enlargement thing?
The pump?
Yeah, the pump.
Some condoms or something? A blow-up dog?
R.I.P. Willie. R.I.P. Willie.
Sweetest dude.
Yeah, R.I.P. Willie.
All right.
That's a funny conversation you had.
I mean, it's not funny that the dude died, but...
Nah, it's
but damn, it's funny.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is absolutely horrible.
Like, Jesus, I just...
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to take that turn. I didn't know that.
I hope he lived a good life, man. Well, because that is... You got to explain that to the Reaper.
You had the pearly gates. Why should we let you in?
Do you want to share, is this a dummy, the Stephen for the big 6-year, $110 million contract?
No. No, he is a hero of the weekend. Right, we haven't gotten to the hero.
We'll save it for that one.
Whoa, wait.
No, we'll save it. We'll wait.
To the Sunshine Players of the week. No,
we got to wait.
My goodness.
We got to wait for that one. Yes, I was going to share that one.
Wow, man.
Is there any more dummies?
For me, Allen Iverson.
Oh, for not showing up?
Yeah.
My boy.
Community service at the local casino?
Something like that.
That's AI,
suspended the game. Probably won't be brought back next year.
Great player, but immature adult, man.
Yeah.
He's still 12 years old, man. 12, 15 years old.
Dude, you're 42. When?
And he's been given chance after chance after chance because he's Allen Iverson.
Yep.
Now it makes it seem like, and I'm a big AI fan, but now, like, all the stuff that people have been saying now is
– You can see it. You see it. Like, it wasn't exaggerated. Nobody was taking shots at him.
Pat Croce's probably somewhere going, I told y'all, motherfuckers.
I told y'all.
I told y'all.
Larry Brown saying the same thing.
I told y'all.
I told y'all.
All right.
Anybody? We tried. We all tried.
And he's a good dude.
Oh, he's a great guy.
All right, let's go in the next segment of the show. Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he's better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph's going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
This will probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Or somebody coming out of retirement and playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what? Four-year-old Jordan.
Come on, listen, man. I can't. That's one thing I'm going to miss. I can't wait for NBA seasons, the interviews after. That's something that Aaron Rodgers was talking about today about the NFL. They really don't get to express the way the other leagues do after the postgame.
The NFL, the players get raped by the league. Every other professional organization is so player-friendly. The NFL only pays 60% of contracts. They don't want you having no damn fun.
Can't take your helmet off.
Well, they are adding the –
the free celebration. Start paying these players 100% of their contract. If you can't pay 100%, at least pay 90% of that contract. 75 is not, at least 75. Not cool. Not cool. 90%, man. These guys are out here killing themselves.
You, something I heard about earlier is the NFL actually charges the military to put the flags on the field.
A sponsorship. Government pay. Sponsorships. The NFL made...
They should
have
to pay
more
for
billion
that.
Dollars than any other professional franchise made last year, and you can't pay your players 100%.
No,
come on, bro.
No one gets 100%.
The NBA get 125%. All their contracts is guaranteed. Whatever number is shown, they're getting.
No, the NBA is getting out of control with the contracts.
Now
they
about to take a hit because of. Their numbers were way off. Right. So next year, these contracts that you've been seeing these past 2 years is not going to look anything like that.
All right. Here's some Lance or LeVar. Jay Stu saying that McCaffrey will be trouble for defensive backs, saying there's not going to be anyone that can cover him one-on-one.
That's neither. Because Christian McCaffrey, if you can't put hands on him and he lines up with a linebacker or a slow safety – he's going to beat them.
Like he did in practice when he had Luke Kuechly on skates.
He's
skate.
Going
y'all
to
see
beat
that?
Them every
clip?
Time. And practice. I know there's been some talks.
I'm just
like,
saying.
It's practice.
I'm just saying.
And I know there's been talks like they don't want him returning punts, but I want the ball in Christian McCaffrey's hands as many chances as possible because how do good offenses win? They put the ball in the hands of their best playmakers as much as they freaking can. It's, and he's one of them.
It's neither, but when you got Cam as the quarterback, man, oh, man.
What does that mean?
We gotta stop killing my guy. Cam Newton can play.
Is that good
the position.
Bad, right?
Can play what?
Yeah.
He can play the position.
Play what?
Quarterback. Not pocket. Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to say this again.
He has played okay.
I'm going to say this again. He's not an elite quarterback. I heard somebody say that he was today.
No, he's not.
He's
elite.
Not near elite.
We were saying that last year, too.
To me, the way I look at the quarterback position, 3-year span. What do you do in 3 years? Are you consistent for 3 years? Not one and then go down. One and go down. Cam doesn't stay consistent.
That's been
because,
his biggest
first
issue.
Of all, he is inaccurate as hell. Mm-hmm. He has been inaccurate from day one. The receivers have made him look good. Now, you know, he catches long passes. The thing this year, he's got to be able to get rid of the ball to these running backs out of the backfield. Curry
Samuel, the Samuel
McCaffrey,
kid.
You got to get the ball out and let them make plays, Don't you try to make the play. Let them make the play.
I'm not so big about that completion percentage because the Panthers' offense isn't based on short throws out of the backfield and slants.
But it
we're
needs
more
to
of a down-the-field throwing
not anymore,
team.
Not anymore.
Now that we're going to the short throws, we should see his completion percentage at 65%.
Should. That's my point. He needs to – but even on short passes, he's inaccurate.
Yep.
He needs to improve
what
on
gets
that
in
issue.
Trouble is when his footwork isn't consistent. That's his biggest hiccup his whole career. His footwork has been atrocious at times. When he's good with his feet, the ball is on the money. When he's bad with his feet, it's usually a terrible throw.
Getting back to the inconsistencies with Cam, like you were saying.
He needs to not be inconsistent. Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
No, I don't think he's elite either because I've had these debates with people like, listen.
No, he's not elite because elites do it every year.
Yeah, before the 15-1 record, the Super Bowl year, you take that out of the way.
They were under 500.
As a starting quarterback, he was a career 30-31 as a quarterback.
Under 500.
Yeah, under 500 quarterback.
You have to put it together for more than 1 year.
Yep.
That's like that's Dak is 2 years away from even being that if he does. And, you know, we'll see how it works. But Jay Stu said this is Lance. Because, first of all, McCaffrey is going to be stopped at some point. It's called injury. Somewhere it's going to happen.
100% guaranteed, huh?
Not 100%. Nothing's 100% guaranteed.
In the NFL, injuries are
probably
much 100% guaranteed.
It's just
– well, he's injury prone, so, you know.
He's going to get some touches, though.
He's going to be one of those guys like a Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to get you the ball.
Every way possible. Punt return, kick return. He's going to be Darren Sproles.
If you take those away from him, that's less chances for him to touch the football.
But hopefully – I don't trust Mike Shula with anything, so I don't know.
It's tough to trust anything from the offensive side.
Right. True.
The whole thing, special teams included from the Panthers.
All right, so the next one, Charles Oakley on new generation NBA players. I love Oakley. They're so sensitive, some should wear dresses.
He's right. 100%. He's right. He's 100% right. I don't even know if that's either Lance or LeVar because that's nothing outlandish about that.
That's neither.
Now, did you see the –
That's Oakley.
Now, did you see the back and forth with him and Steven Jackson? Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That was wonderful. Steven Jackson, I'm going to check myself in the game.
Oakley said you have to
go through me. I would love to see you go through me.
Oh, was this a baller, the big three?
Steven Jackson still sits there.
He sat there. He was looking kind of mad, but he won't get out of that chair.
Here's what I like about the
Oakley made that comment after that thing.
Well, Oakley – is still listed as a player coach. I ain't seen him play yet.
He's 54.
I don't think he 56. Will,
though. Why is he a player coach?
Because that's just a nice way to call it.
Yeah.
He's like the third string quarterback. Well, in case of emergency, I have two guys.
Gary Payton, player coach, just coach?
He's just coach. Yeah.
You know, you can't make Dr. J a player coach because Doc can barely walk.
Dr. J is not a coach. But, Rick Barry's not a coach.
But to see Oakley – to see that exchange, to really – and Steven Jackson, you know, big bad blood Steven Jackson, like, at the end of the day, be like, yo, I still respect Oakley.
Yeah, because Steven Jackson's no punk either.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know. But Oakley said, you have to go through me, Steven Jackson said. He still sat there.
I'm good.
No, I don't think I want any parts of that.
I don't need no problems. I don't need no problems.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch Big 3.
Yeah, you got to.
I watched last week. I mean, that wasn't at Dallas.
It was the week before Dallas. Because
you would watch, you're going to be like, oh, my God, something happened.
I thought it was this week.
It was in Chicago, I think it happened.
And people forget, like, Oakley is still a strong dude. It took 10 people for them to escort him out of New York.
And he was slinging a couple of them guys.
And even as a player, the stories I've heard about him from other players.
Why you think MJ keeps Charles Oakley as their best friend?
Because he was his enforcer. He's an enforcer like the first 4 years of his career.
Him and Patrick Ewing, I mean,
that's his
Jordan
boy too,
Ewing, that's his boy. That's his, I mean.
Those are, they homies.
Didn't he slap Barkley in the face? I heard he slapped Barkley in the face of a player's
Oh, yeah, no, he did. He slapped him.
He slapped Jeff McGinnis. Summer when he slapped Jeff McGinnis. He was about to beat up Lamar Odom because there was a story where after he slapped Jeff McGinnis, Lamar Odom had some things to say about Oakley. And Oakley's like, okay, next time I see him, I'll smack the hell out of you.
I would love to see him back in the day, him and Rick Mahorn.
Yeah. Now, All-Star Weekend. Yeah. All-Star Weekend in D.C. way back a few years. Was it 02, 03? There's a story where Oakley's in the elevator. And Lamar Odom gets in the elevator with his people. And Oakley looks at Lamar Odom's like, remember what I said I was going to do you next time I see you?
That's great.
I mean, crazy. And Barkley and Mahorn, okay, I've gotten into it a few times back in the early 80s, the Pistons, Bulls, they got into it a little bit, but I just wanted to.
All right. Well, the next one, Kyrie is tired of playing son to LeBron, according to Stephen A.
That's a Lance.
I wouldn't say son. That's a Lance statement. Kyrie is the best sidekick in the NBA. Absolutely in the perfect spot where he needs to be at right now for his career. Because he's shown as the lead dog, he can't win games.
It's kind of whack how they did him a few years ago, though. When in an interview they asked, Kyrie, is LeBron a father, like a father figure to you?
Like,
and
bro,
Kyrie said, like, what?
Like, bro, he's not that much older than I am.
He has like 6 years on me.
Like, y'all calm down.
Yeah, yeah. He takes a lot of heat from the media as far as that whole –
Playing under LeBron James is not easy, man.
I called him a son.
But it's not as hard as people – don't ever compare it to Jordan because people are coming to play for you.
It's a Lance statement. Mm-hmm. It's Lance. A little outlandish.
And LeBron hasn't put hands on anybody like Jordan has.
Right. Ex-Cowboys Barry Church says Jags have a lot more talent than the Cowboys.
That's definitely a LeVar statement. You done lost your damn mind. Now, have you seen who your quarterback is?
Blake, 5 picks in practice. Bortles?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, that's the rumor cap in Jacksonville.
Like, there are teams that
– any of us in Jacksonville.
Colts,
I mean,
need
Jesus
a quarterback.
Christ.
The Colts showed their depth chart. It's Scott Tolzien and a guy who they put his name up, but they didn't even have a picture of to put up.
Player
and
99.
We don't even know if Andrew Luck's playing week one.
No. Luck is on the pup list.
Yeah, but you can do it in the preseason,
you can.
And come back.
You can come back.
During
but
the
if,
regular season, you have to
if he's on the PUP
games.
For week one, then he's out
for
the first season.
Who's their backup again?
Scott Tolzien.
The kid from
that was in Green Bay. I don't know what school he played in because I ain't never heard of it.
Can't go to Jacksonville, man.
This is absolutely a LeVar statement.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd is saying that running is a lazy way to be a quarterback, talking about Cam Newton.
Ooh.
Everybody in Carolina would be all over Colin this week for that.
They've been getting on him.
That's a LeVar statement.
It definitely is outlandish. Running to help get yards and help your team move the football is not easy to do.
Yeah.
If every quarterback could do it, they would run instead of taking sacks when they're in trouble.
Everybody's not blessed to be a Tom Brady. Last time I checked, Randall Cunningham was still successful. Yeah. Steve Young was successful.
Steve McNair.
And he did make the case for Steve Young, and he did say that Steve Young became a good passer in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers. If you want to use somebody right now, Aaron Rodgers uses his feet all the time. He plays backyard football more than anybody I know.
But the difference
accuracy is off the charts.
His arm talent is super elite.
The biggest difference, he doesn't take any hits whatsoever because he's smart enough to get out of bounds.
Or slide.
What's this ridiculous number that Cam's been hit in the last 4 years?
922 times. Yeah.
Because they run him up the middle on first and goal.
Yeah, we run quarterback power.
At the one.
We run quarterback power.
Let's run
the
a quarterback plow.
Quarterback power.
I call it quarterback. No, it's quarterback plow.
And we know it's coming because he lines up in the shotgun position so he can get that running start.
Right up the middle.
Bring that wild.
All right, Fridge.
Let's
bring that
go.
Wildcat back. 85 minutes, Fridge. Thank you for the shout out.
But, I mean, seriously, of course his numbers going to be high. You call a power on first and goal when you got a 350-pound fullback. I mean, 450-pound fullback in the backfield.
Who can't run a yard? Who couldn't run a yard?
Two Tolbert.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the 450-pound running back. And then you got Trey. Why don't you just get the ball to Trey Turner and let him run up the middle?
That's my man. Trey, too.
All right.
Let's give it to Thomas Davis. I think Thomas Davis can find the pylon.
Hell, I'm just saying this number of the 900 hits is a little bit skewed because they call all the running plays for him over the last 5 years.
He was the best. He was the best runner.
Yeah, he's
Jay Stu 18 carries, Cam Newton 12 carries.
Yeah, your running backs get less carries than Cam.
Yeah, he's the de facto running back for the Carolina Panthers.
And you can't do that.
The MVP season, didn't he have a game where it was like 300 yards passing, like 125 yards rushing or something?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's almost like the old Michael Vick where you would try to run it with him and you don't need to. I mean, you got enough weapons.
Can you imagine being a receiver with Michael Vick?
No.
You run your route.
They
you
weren't
turn
receivers.
Around.
They weren't receivers. They were blockers.
Yeah.
They were tight ends.
What? That's another subject. Because what wide receiver did Michael Vick really have?
Did he have Roddy White?
Did he have rookie Roddy White? He had Peerless Price.
Peerless Price. Oh wow!
And then that was after Buffalo.
I'm just saying, quarterbacks like that sometimes it has to be frustrating for a receiver.
But Mike Vick was more talented with his legs than his arm,
and he had a strong arm, but not accurate either.
Yeah, he wasn't the most accurate guy, but
his legs got him to the NFC Championship game that one year against
and his offensive line wasn't all that.
And they went to Green Bay and beat Green Bay in Lambeau, which was hard to do at that time.
Yeah. He had an offensive line where, you know, you couldn't really stand in that pocket too long.
Matt Schaub, Peerless Price, Dez White was his wide receivers.
He was doing something with nothing.
Yeah, I know.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Moving on to the next one. Jamal Adams says football field is a perfect place to die in response to CTE questions. Sitting next to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
That's Lance. That is the dumbest thing you can say.
Yeah, I want to die on the field. It's one of those. I mean, I get it.
I don't want to die on the damn football field.
Listen, I get it. It's Lance. Because to me, you know, the way he was speaking is he's got that much passion for the game.
Right. And that's how I took it. That's how I took it.
And the way it went a different direction. It's not like, ooh, let me down the football field.
Right.
He's just saying he loves the game so much.
Because you hear people say
it. But it's so funny watching Roger, like, let me have the mic.
It looked like Mike Myers when he was turned and looked at Kanye West after the Bush statement.
My only thing with Jamal, that comment is, I was thinking about something when he said, like, okay, will you be saying that in 5 years? Because you might not even remember you said this. That's my only thing.
That's crazy. That you would even – for you to even say that, it makes you just feel like, hey, he has a point, kind of, sort of, man. Like,
I see what he means.
It could be Jamal Lewis. Jamal Lewis don't remember anything.
Remember
And the thing is, with this Jets team, he's going to be the best player on the team this year.
Yep.
So no question. And he's going to be on the field a lot.
Right. He's going to be on the field a lot. So hopefully everything's okay. But it's definitely, to me,
it's good to be young, man. Yeah. Enjoy your youth.
Man.
MJ fires back at LeVar Ball, 1-on-1 challenge. I don't think he could beat me if I was one-legged.
That's a LeVar statement because that's outlandish. You can't beat 54-year-old Mike Jordan if he was on one leg?
I disagree. I think he would beat LeVar Ball 1-on-1 with one leg and his hand behind his back.
Me too.
Have you seen LeVar Ball play ball?
But with two healthy legs and his size? No. I would have to favor him at some point.
I would put money on MJ.
Me too.
MJ, I'm 54, MJ gonna be hollering on that one leg trying to
drink. So we just gonna, just because he's MJ, we're just gonna believe this, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He can't take his fade away on one leg.
He can still shoot. Uh-huh. He can still shoot with one arm.
Just to add on to that a little bit, I don't know if y'all heard, but he also said he played football, and he said he'd be better than Rob Gronkowski too.
Okay, I didn't hear about
that. He said he'd be better than Gronk.
Right,
that's what his middle son need to be doing, going to play football at UCLA.
And one of LeVar's high school or college team, wherever he played football, that was like, LeVar was trash. That's just what he's like. LeVar was garbage.
You know what?
Oh, the middle child? Yeah. I call him Cooper Manning.
He needs to go play football.
He's the Cooper Manning of the Ball family.
Mm. Wow.
Man, it's whatever gets him on TV, man. He's made it to Michael Jordan now. Yeah. I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, somebody said that he shouldn't even respond. And I get him responding.
And he didn't respond for a while. Then right. I guess he just.
He was at his camp, and one of the kids, I guess, posed a question to him. And he didn't want to disappoint the kids at his camp. So he said, since you asked, here it is.
I'll beat him
with one. Because he also said this can't be beat LeBron 1-on-1. It is camp.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was a kid who asked the question.
But
too.
We know Michael Jordan. Do you really think Michael Jordan is going to say anybody could beat him at anything?
No.
Well, no offense, but LeVar wouldn't have a chance. I think even if you spotted him 10 points, LeVar would.
Now, I haven't seen LeVar's game. Yeah. I don't know if
YouTube.
He got any handle.
YouTube is game. YouTube.
YouTube.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
He can't rebound.
I would beat LeVar.
He's. Nothing. He can't just throw it up at the backboard
LeVar and run Ball. By a one LeVar Ball, if you're listening to the show, tweet me. I'll play you one-on-one.
Go ahead, tweet him and tell him
come
you
can on, let's
him.
Play. I will.
I'll send him a video.
I'll send him Instagram.
To Charlotte.
I'll go to the
– that would be great for the
who's
show.
Who's going to be at the Dow this week? I'll go. Oh, yeah. Hey, film me at the Dow. I'll send him a tape.
Look, we'll play the ball, family.
Love to play the ball.
BSS versus the BBB. Look,
I'm on board. I guarantee you we win that game.
Yeah, 4-on-4. Yep, the referee with a sub.
I'm hacking every little young kid that think they cherry picking. You got to leave Lonzo at home, though. You can't bring Lonzo.
No,
bring Lonzo.
Bring him.
Don't worry. We'll put 3-on-1. We'll be all right. We'll have two guys on Lonzo. We'll be all right.
I'm going for it. BSS versus BBB.
Smoochie got you. Yeah. Smoochie can check Lonzo.
I'm not worried about Lonzo. Smoochie's got
him. They're going to give him the business because we know Lonzo.
Just give me LeVar. All I want is LeVar.
That would be like a straight bull mashes. Boom, boom. Collisions back and forth. That would be fun, man.
He's the type of dude that'll try to back you down in the paint for all 16 points.
No, that's me. I'm ready right now. I'm getting the ball. My butt's going back against you. My elbow's going to your stomach. You're backing up. Trust me. Let's get it. All right. Anyway, let's move on because this will be funny. We'll have to talk some more about that. We're going to end this segment, come back. I had a song picked out and I lost it. We're going to end the segment, come back, and we'll do NFC North. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.